This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Moore Show. What song was that? I don't know that song. Clearly. I don't know when it ends. It's like, boy, that's over.
I'm eating something, and I practically broke my neck. Like, why isn't she talking?
That was Camila Cabello, my oh my.
What just happened here?
What happened was I'm just, you know, looking at stuff.
I'm like, we're all
Is that a false stop or is that the real thing? And then I'm like, oh, I feel like I hear air. Okay.
We are all sort of working from home in separate. Well, no, we all are working from home, separate locations, but we're watching each other on what is this Messenger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was my snap. My neck break was. What is Sarah doing? She was just right there.
Doo-dee-doo.
Nicole just said 30 seconds.
I thought she said 40 seconds, and I wasn't really mentally counting. I just
it doesn't
felt like,
matter. What do you
seemed
say?
Like the song was going full. Okay.
Nobody died.
Who is the song again? Tell me again.
My Oh My.
By who?
Camila.
Camila Cabello.
Oh. Oh. Ooh. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Show. Oh, there it is.
My mama doesn't trust him.
Well, if your mama doesn't trust him, she trusts everyone. All right, so Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. I am going to do some Tiger King stuff this hour, but we're going to start with David Geffen, who, look, he can't help it. He's rich. You know, it's just that I guess people don't like their noses rubbed in stuff, you know, as you look around your studio apartment or... You know, even if you have a nice house with a nice yard, it still kind of hurts a little to see someone on a $500 million yacht.
That's how you self-isolate right there.
That, well, I mean...
That's what he's saying. He's showing us how it's done, right?
Yeah, he's not isolated. It must take 60 people to run that thing. Like what? So they're isolated, like, down on the crew level? And he's, you know, only allowed in the penthouse of this boat? So
I just had this flash. I'm like, I wonder if he's like me, where he sits here and you know, there he is in the boat, right? Just like I sit here and do this radio show, but I can't work one thing in order to make this radio show fly. Not one. I just aim my mouth at this mic, and that's how this whole thing goes.
That is it. I am 100% with you. Like, this is... You know, talk about hanging on by a thread, man.
Right.
Ooh, if anything goes wrong, I'm like, I didn't touch anything.
I'm trying to figure if Geffen could even take the wheel of that thing for a minute. I'm guessing not, right?
Well, you know, is it just an overblown boat with a steering wheel and a throttle? My feeling is no. I mean, it probably has a cockpit and computers everywhere. Uh-huh. And I just don't know. So anyway, this boat is exactly what you think. It is, it's a 454-foot just luxury. They say it's one of the biggest private vessels on Earth. I mean, 454, that's a football field and a half. Rising Sun is the name of it. Rising Sun. So you know, you post a picture of yourself in isolation. And actually, it was sort of a long shot in the boat. Let me see if I can find the
actual. Yeah, he's not even in the photo. It's just a photo of the yacht.
Yeah.
With the sunset behind it.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, the term they use is tone deaf. It's just one of those things where here's a rich guy who's saying, boy, you know, quarantined and
not so bad.
Hope you guys are having a good one.
Yeah.
And
I hope you're staying safe in the hovel that you live in.
Sucks for you.
The response yeah. was not good, and he ultimately turned his Instagram off, I believe.
I don't know if it's off, but he definitely went private. He is, this boat just looks absolutely great. I mean, I'm not one for cruises, but I'll take a cruise on David Geffen's ship anytime. I don't know how many people this thing can hold, but it's enormous. So he wrote, he's a billionaire. And look, you know, they live a slightly different life than the rest of us. 77 years old, you know, so he's in the danger zone.
Mm-hmm.
He could get very sick, Vinny. He said, isolated in the Grenadines, avoiding the virus, hoping everyone is staying safe. And so it is a shot of the boat. And I was actually thinking, how do you take that picture? So he has drones.
Probably,
Casey needs to pick anything up, mm-hmm. or he probably has like those, what are the Amazon prototype zones, drones where they're delivering packages. I'm sure he brings those in, lands them on a grocery store, and then some poor employee has to go up there and attach all the parcels and the thing drones back over to the,
maybe, I don't know, but he's not in the picture. And he seems pleasant enough, but that the word again, tone deaf, comes up where here's just a guy who is trying to be on Instagram like everyone else, but doesn't
hashtag stay connected.
Really have the ability to understand at all.
Yeah. Meghan McCain, whatever. Daughter of John McCain. And isn't she on The View? Is she The View?
She was. I don't know if she still is.
She said, this is just shameful and grotesque. And probably, look, I'm sure she lives someplace lavish and beautiful, but what she's not doing is posting pictures of it, I guess. Thousands of critical comments rolled in. His Caribbean excursion, he's bouncing around between islands down there, you know, resupplying mm-hmm. when he needs to. They're talking about how this crisis is affecting people unequally across the globe. The world's wealthy have fled to their vacation homes, specially made bunkers, floating palaces, and the rest of us, rank and file, they say, from nurses to supermarket cashiers, have been left juggling childcare and risking infection, working jobs that are deemed essential. And they are. The place shuts down without you guys. You are heroes. And maybe David Geffen will send each of you $1 million. That would
be and this is one of the things. So in that snapshot, you look at it and you just go, it is grotesque to be, you know, putting this out on for the general public to sort of have to take this, everybody. But he may have risen from very little. I don't know his story.
I don't either.
So, you know, did he at one time eat butter sandwiches? I don't know. I don't know what his deal was, but I do think it.
And even if he was rich his whole life, like, you know, honestly, don't we follow celebrities on Instagram just to see what their lives are like? And this is so, yeah, it's a harsh reality when you see that. That's how this guy's dealing, you know, no problem. All his workers are getting paid.
Right. I'm always surprised when I see people driven to hostile responses. Mm. And yet that's what fuels these social media sites. Just as, you know, you follow people and you comment. This is where you get to have your opinion.
It's all about reactions.
I'm not interested in following David Geffen. And if I had been and he posted that, I wouldn't have noticed. And I may have just liked it. As I'm sort of flipping through the things my friends are doing. And that doesn't mean I'm not taking it in. It's just, you know, oh, look, David, good for you, buddy. Like, keep moving. Right. You know, I mean, what do I care?
Well, and I sort of try to self-examine my own feelings on this because the first thing I thought is, that's disgusting. But then on the other hand, right, it's like telling people how to spend their money.
Right.
You know, or insisting that they give more to charity or that they, you know, you don't actually know what this person's up to. And in the end, it's their money and they earned it in whatever way they did. And you really can't tell people how to spend their money or what to, you know, look, if you don't like the way someone's bragging on Instagram, just stop following them.
Well, that's my point there exactly is I just feel like this idea that we need to take a rich person down a notch. It's just like, you know what? Well, I don't know how that guy made his money. It's not my business to be up in his, you know, how he spends it or what he's up to. Maybe he came from nothing and it's the American dream. Maybe.
Right. And maybe not. Maybe he's been rich his whole life and just, you know, he doesn't.
Well, then I hate him more. But, you know, that's either way, I still don't have time to be, you know, busy with David Geffen.
So this boat has been in the Caribbean since the Rising Sun, it's called. The Rising Sun, in case you're wondering. It's been in the Caribbean since mid-November. It sailed back and forth between Grenada, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines since February. It was actually built for Larry Ellison.
Oh, really?
I don't know if this guy bought it from him or how he wound up with it. Maybe Larry Ellison had to get a better yacht. I don't know. It has a gym, a cinema, a wine cellar. They say, too, that there are a lot of billionaires on their boats right now. In fact, that, you know, they're waving to each other from the sides of their glorious mansions on the water. They named some of them. I guess these are billionaires. I don't know these people's names. Roman Abramovic, Ernesto Bertarelli. These people just sound rich. Geffen is worth about $9 billion, although he's poor now, like the rest of us. Have you seen your stock market, Geffen? Although maybe he invested in Zoom. I don't know.
What happened? I thought the stock market rallied back yesterday. Now I have to look. What did you just do to me?
I'm just, you know, we're looking at the worst quarter since, 10 years ago or 12 years ago. It's not, you know, even if it's all green, it's still not anywhere near where it used to be.
No, you're not wrong. It's 22, but we're green. So my stock app is green, and we're the Dow's at 22,000.
Oh, actually, that's an improvement, wasn't it? At 19,000 just recently.
I think it even hit 18.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, yay, we're on the upswing. And if this doesn't end by June, what did you say? June 10th? One of the states is
Virginia
saying?
Has said June 10th, and someone wrote in and said the governor used to be a doctor or is a doctor, and also someone else wrote in and said that's their way of saying school won't be back.
June
10th. So that's
sure.
One of the other reasons why they may have just put it at shelter in place through June 10th.
You know, they're saying that while this whole thing might seem like a floating haven, this David Geffen's incredible 500-foot yacht, that if somebody does get sick on that, nobody gets off that boat. And that they're saying it could turn into a quarantine nightmare. This is according to industry publication Super Yacht Times.
Well, screw those guys. That could happen in any one of our homes. That's the issue I'm
having
right now. If I bring something home and my whole family ends up with it, we're screwed because who's going to take care of those kids?
The kids are. They'll have to take care of themselves. They go on to talk about how much money this guy has, and there's that. So David Geffen.
Geffen comes out of the record industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Geffen Records. And isn't he, is he the G in the SKG?
I think
film,
he is.
Spielberg, Katzenberg, uh-huh. Geffen. So he's, you know, he's diversified. Entertainment, though. Anyway, congratulations to him on being rich. Shaq. If you watched, listen, I've only watched the first episode of Tiger King. Apparently, it sounds like there's a longer segment about Shaq coming up.
He was in it last night, though. The first, you and I both watched the first episode, and he was in it.
So, Nicole, I guess later they talk to him about this Joe Exotic guy, because he was in it briefly in the very first episode, and he's talking about, and it sounded like he was buying two tiger cubs.
That's actually the only appearance he makes in the entire series.
Oh.
So I think he's just getting a lot of backlash for being in it.
Yeah, he's getting some backlash. Yeah. And for, you know, what sounds like he bought two tigers.
Mm-hmm.
They make it sound in this like he's in it for a longer, because that was a very, I mean, was that 30 seconds of Shaquille O'Neal? Just
from
sort of
what I remember, that's it.
So they show him hanging out with Joe Exotic at his zoo. If you're following Tiger King, this is it's a Netflix thing, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
So it's, you know, you can watch the whole thing. I think it's like 7 episodes and people mm-hmm. are flipping out. They love it. So Shaq wants you to know he's not involved in any of the Big Cat Insanity that you see on the show.
Audio.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, here it is.
So we go in there and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe.
We take pictures with Tiger because we've been, went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we find out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do a lot of time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him, and I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
I love Shaq. Shaq's awesome.
Well, he's very no-nonsense. Do I own tigers? No.
Shaq is, I just read a story, and I can't even really, I can't do this story as a report because I don't have it in front of me, but the board, he's on the board of directors for Papa Murphy's. I guess he just poured a bunch of money in the pizza place. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they're trying to get him removed because he's shown up for less than 75% of the meetings that are necessary to be part of the board.
Oh.
So I don't know if he just cut a check and was like, listen,
I want to be part of this organization.
Yeah, I'm buying in.
I like the pizza a lot. If I could just get some pizza delivered to my house every night, then that's all I really need. I'm on the board.
Right.
That's funny.
It is funny. Like, here he is, you know, a big pizza guy, and they want him out.
I'm Shaq.
Yeah, I mean, really, what he wanted to do was be paid to be like the celebrity spokesperson or something. He doesn't want to sit on
a
board.
Who
signs up for meetings? Yikes.
He's doing their commercials, so he's definitely involved. Right. But I can hear the meeting. We've all been in meetings. You can hear the meeting. Shaq's not here again. Great. You know, the
he's
jealousy.
The chairman. Who's going to run this thing? I'll do it. I guess he's talking here about making this donation to help pay for food. Never bought an animal from Joe, he's saying. Although, I'm telling you, it sounded like he was buying two tigers that day. He's like, I just got two cubs or something. I don't know what the exact thing was. But
I agree. It did make it look like he was getting
had
animals.
Dealings with them. But basically says, you know, he said in no uncertain terms there, don't know him, not friends with him. I was a visitor. I don't have tigers. I don't know that guy. The end.
Deny.
Next topic.
Right.
Cardi B watched the Tiger King thing, and surprise, she's got opinions about it. She wants to start a GoFundMe to get the star of the show, Joe Exotic, out of prison. He's serving 22 years for animal abuse and trying to have a rival killed. You know, I want to say they said he was serving 79 years or some crazy thing.
That's what he said. He was up for 79 years, so... You'll see it unfold.
Okay,
the charges
great. You know,
and everything.
Right, don't want to get ahead of myself here on Tiger King.
I love the line he says from jail, and they keep doing the call. This is a collect call from
Joe Exotic.
Right. And he's saying, they've got me in a cage. And I'm just thinking, all your tigers love this.
Right.
The
your
justice.
Tigers are kicking back watching this show going, yeah, that's right.
Right.
So Cardi B tweeted, they did Joe so dirty over and over again. She also seems to believe that Carol Baskin, there's spoilers in this because I've only watched the first thing. I thought Carol was going to be our hero, you know, take down Joe Exotic. Turns out she might have murdered her family and fed them to her cats.
What?
Yeah,
Vinny, you gotta watch. It just gets crazier and crazier.
So you're telling me she's not the white hat we're all hoping?
You think she is in that first episode, don't you? That's what
yes.
I thought. I'm like, we gotta get behind Carol. Man. She's fighting the good fight for these tigers. Turns out, like, maybe she murdered her husband and fed him to the, you know, look, the food's expensive. You don't want to waste a good... human body.
Wait, so you're telling me the guy in the first episode that is with her...
I don't know. I think the husband's been gone for a while.
Okay.
She's gotten away with it. You know, we're going to have to watch this
thing.
You're
going to have to watch it. It's like, it's just too hard
Sarah.
To explain. It's unbelievable.
There's a new way to murder someone. You feed them to your tigers.
Well, I was thinking, you know, after watching Deadwood, you know, pigs take care of that for you, yeah. When it takes them 6 minutes, they grind it all down.
Is that right?
Turns out, Vin. Yep. You don't need a tiger.
Yeah, I think the tigers probably don't eat the bones, right? The pigs do?
I don't know. I'm going to just assume that pigs are more efficient. You know,
I don't know. I'm just saying that. I'm guessing. Yeah.
Of course, why would we need to know this information? Anyway, so I guess that Joe Exotic and others in this documentary are claiming that that's what happened, that Carol killed her husband and fed him to her tigers. Also, unbelievable, you guys, Joe Exotic didn't write all those. I guess he's got all these albums that he's put out.
Yes.
So you see a little bit of that, and there's some videos and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, music videos.
Yeah, I mean, talent. Crazy. he did not write or record any of the songs in those music videos. They were done by a duo called the Clinton Johnson Band. Does this mean that he didn't sing these songs either? Because I was like, guy's not a bad singer.
Yeah, I would say that probably is the case. They were performed and then he just
lip synced them and acted like they were his. So maybe he paid these guys to do it. The Clinton Johnson Band, one of the guys in that has passed away. The other is hoping that the exposure from Tiger King might get him a record deal. So he's like, hey, bad deal for Joe, but maybe a good deal for me. And I guess also, I'm not sure if this is covered in Tiger King. Maybe Nicole can confirm or deny. I guess Joe's ex-husband, Joe Exotic's ex-husband, gets interviewed in some of this.
He's the guy with the missing teeth. He only has like one, two, three.
Dude, they all have missing teeth. Don't be silly. Like, there's no people with all their teeth in that. I'm not going to know from that.
He's the one who interviews shirtless throughout the entire series.
Yeah, that guy was his husband?
That's his husband.
The short brown-haired guy.
Yeah, oh no, it gets better. He has another husband.
Wait. That kid was a child when he started. Like,
yeah, it gets.
And Joe Exotic married that guy.
And another one.
Yeah, I wondered why he wouldn't put a shirt on. I'm like, is it because he's so proud of his tattoo? Like, what? He knows there's a camera. Like, it's a documentary. Just really proud of the
But that's his ex-husband. But yeah, everything is just going to get crazier. I cannot explain it to you.
Well, listen, you'll be happy to know that since they filmed all this stuff, that dude did get some new teeth.
Oh
good.
Yes.
Thank God.
Good.
Let me actually.
That's good. Good for him.
Maybe I can turn my thing around so you guys can see his new teeth. Hold on. Where's his damn teeth? Oh, there you go. Here. Can you see that?
No.
Hold on.
Hold it down. You're not getting the aim right.
Let me see.
Because I saw Tiger. Now I understand. I saw Tiger.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow.
He looks great.
He looks like a completely different person.
Well, he just doesn't look like a meth head anymore.
A meth head or a second grader, either way.
Second grade, that's my teeth haven't looked like this in second grade. Oh boy. Anyway, so John Finlay, I guess, is his name, and he's got some new teeth. So great news there. What am I looking at for? Oh my God, how does this happen?
Every
Vinny,
time
what's coming up in the news. What's going on?
I've got good news after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.